Hey, Pastor Thomas here, and we're going through the Children's Catechism, and we're looking at the Covenant of Grace. And the Covenant of Grace is the covenant God established with His people through Jesus Christ right after the fall. He promised that there would be one to come, which is Jesus Christ, the snake crusher. So how did Christ fulfill the Covenant of Grace? Christ fulfilled the Covenant of Grace by His obedience and suffering for our sins. So the answer to the question, how did Christ fulfill the covenant of grace? Christ obeyed the whole law for His people and suffered the punishment due for their sins. And we'll see this obedience and suffering, that Adam, that all of us fell in Adam, that Adam disobeyed God's word, and then we had the punishment which was due for that disobedience, which was death. So all of us fell in Adam, and we all are sinners. We're all disobedient to God's word. But Christ fulfills the covenant of grace by Christ being obedient to the whole law for His people and suffered the punishment due for their sins. That the Bible says the wages of sin is death. So we are sinners. We do sin. So the wages is death. But also, He fulfilled the obedience part as well, which we'll look at throughout the Bible. So how can Christ die for our sins when He's not a sinner? That He comes in and He represents. That's the important word. And who did Christ represent in the covenant of grace that we looked at last week? His elect people. So the next question is, did Jesus ever sin? And the answer is no, He never sinned. He lived a sinless life. That's the important part of this question, that Christ obeyed the whole law. That sin is rebellion against God, conformity to or transgression of the law of God. But Christ obeyed the whole word, the whole law of God. For His people, His obedience, but then also He suffered the punishment of death. These two things we'll look at as Christ applies this, accomplished and applied this redemption for us.